This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're Chickies in South Philly. We are just a couple of weeks away from the official kickoff to summer. That's right. Free Toll Friday at the Farley Toll Plaza, where Pete will pay for your toll. Details at chickiesandpetes.com. Last year, I threatened to drive through the toll as many times as possible to charge Pete the money, and I'm doing it this year. You guys got the show for like the hour or whatever while driving through. How many times did you guys get through? Three? Four times?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I would love to.
I'd say once.
Once?
Yes.
Yeah.
Before
once
Pete tackles
there,
yeah,
once,
before Pete slits my tires so I can't do it anymore. Yeah. I'm going to get you, Pete. 215-592-9494. We will get to awarding the belt, the WIP belt, in a moment. Joe in Sarasota, you're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Hey, let me turn my speaker off. Hold on.
Great idea.
There it is.
It's a great idea.
Like it.
All right, guys. Hey, I got a couple questions, but anybody can answer. I went to the game last night, and it just seems like, and I know you guys are going to laugh, but I feel like Rojas gets a lot of blame. They overblame him. Like the guy called before that always threw the ball to third when he shouldn't have. But when he came in last night, he brought energy.
Yep.
And I feel like Topper, and maybe I can really relate to this. Remember when the Bucks had Tony Dungy and they brought a new coach in?
John Gruden.
And they won the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Do you feel like that could possibly happen? Like, just to get him, like, Topper, see, he's so in his ways. He never wants to change. And I mean, I know why Schwarber played left field last night, but didn't last year, did he get hurt out there?
Yeah, after three games, yeah. No, okay. Well, so what's your issue with Topper last night? Do you think he should play Rojas like every day?
No, I didn't say that. I did not say he play every day, but Ike should be playing better, more than Marsh.
He is.
But my point is this. I just think the kid's young. He's fast. I mean, yeah, he's still learning on the job, but I mean, what else is he getting out in the center field right now? Not getting anything, really.
Well, Marsh had the big hit last night to give him the lead in extra inning. I mean, I'm not even a huge Marsh guy. He's hit the ball well
since he got back.
He is 5-for-10 since he's gotten off the IL. And, like, do you want to just give up on him when they're facing six straight righties?
I'm not saying giving up on him, but, I mean, if you're looking in the future, I mean, with the speed, and he is swinging the ball pretty well. That's just my opinion. But anyway,
Here's what I would say, Joe. There's a chance, because Marsh is in his last year.
No.
Marsh is not in his last year.
He's got like 2 years after this.
Oh, I don't know why I thought he was going to be gone after this year.
No.
I was going to say that Rojas could eventually play his way to being out there. I just don't know if he's ever going to be consistent enough that you would want to make him your everyday center fielder.
Yeah, he's playing a lot.
And like, by the way, he had some defensive issues a couple of times this year.
Marcia Rojas.
We know that.
Rojas.
Didn't he clean that up in the winter league? Didn't he win some award in the winter league?
Well, he's made four or five that I can remember. Yeah. Sort of like, how do you let that happen? Plays in center field. And by the way, like, he's playing a lot. I don't know if you don't want him to be an everyday player, and you're not saying he should be an everyday player. He plays a lot.
No.
He's been in there a lot. And by the way, that same.
I didn't really say that, but Jack jumps in, act like, oh, you want him to play every day. I didn't really say that.
What are you saying about him? Because he's playing a good bit. He's probably a platoon player right now. And yeah, he brings energy, but that same energy has him going for triples when we're down two in the ninth inning with two outs. Like, you know, like
who else is bringing it? Nobody else is bringing it. Last night when
Mark they've won 9 of 11. They're all bringing energy.
If you think that game was energized last night, if you didn't get energized to like the eighth and ninth inning when they started hitting the ball.
Bryson Stott hit a 3-run homer.
Who? Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's when it happened. And then Marsh got his double, and you could see Marsh. He brought the energy. You could see the frustration after he got his double in second base. He became a lot. It was frustrating, and then he finally got his hit. But look, I'm going to end it like this. I'm going to ask you a good question.
Okay.
What happened? Did the Rays make the playoffs this year? Could you imagine that at that stadium?
It would be amazing.
Yeah, hopefully, they would play somewhere else.
Yeah. What do you think they would? They can't have playoff games in there.
No, I don't. Hopefully they would be the wild card team on the. Well, hopefully they'd be the wild card team
on the road. Yeah,
you know,
we'd have to go to a game down there.
It'd be very, raised to go on a run with that. You know, because in 2020,
there's nobody there.
That's the only time they made the World Series.
And yeah,
the Rays have been one of the best teams in the AL for a good stretch here. The only year they made the World Series was 2020 when there's no one in the stands.
They've always been an annoying team.
What do you mean the only year they made the World Series?
Well, in the last couple of years, I know. Okay. Oh wait, I'm saying that because they've been really good for like 8 years.
Yeah,
but they never broken through. That was the only year they did, and there was no fans in the stands. I didn't get what he was saying.
No, I didn't understand.
Like Rojas brings energy sometimes. He's playing good baseball. He's playing more than Marsh, but I don't think you can just give up on Marsh.
I thought he was making the case to say he should play every day.
Yeah, but then as soon as we asked him about it, he said no.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's playing a lot. I don't know.
Trying to see where you're coming from, Joe.
So every Friday at 4:30, we decide who has the belt here at WIP. And the belt is the WIP employee who brought it the most that week.
Mm-hmm.
It can be the same person if somebody doesn't take the belt away from them.
Would love for it to be the same person.
Currently, Buzz has the belt for just going right in on Jack Fritz on the top five, essentially calling him dumb, lazy.
Well, not essentially.
Yes.
Just said it.
Just said he was dumb and lazy.
Yeah.
And Buzz earned it. The question is, has Buzz earned keeping the belt?
Chief, the top of the mountain, the WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt.
Sorry, Derek, singing that one too. All right, who has the belt? Does Buzz keep the belt? This week, the belt changes hands. And the person or people who hold the belt is the WIP Afternoon Show. All three of us hold the belt.
All right.
Yes.
It's about time.
That was unexpected.
Well, here's what the committee looked at. Number one. Excellent Doug Peterson interview on Monday on BG Day.
Yep.
Okay.
Number two, excellent Nick Sirianni interview on BG Day.
Okay.
Number three, excellent Chris Long interview on BG Day.
Okay.
Number four, at the Truist Championship yesterday, we were so popular. Everybody wanted to talk to us around all these famous golfers.
Exactly. They saw Rory, said, "Who's that?" They saw us and said, "Is that Ike Reese?
Are they going to sing Creed?" That's what they said.
They doubted us. They played a game of chicken with us.
The question is, who's swinging the biggest ones right now at WIP? It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Come take the belt from us.
And it ain't close.
It ain't close.
You two are really excited, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's that Obama meme where he's putting the purple heart on himself. Have you seen where they put?
Oh, I've never seen that one.
Oh, that's what we're doing right now. We're basically just patting ourselves.
Come get it. Come get it.
Yeah. I mean, look, also, not to do this.
Yep.
Have to do it. Biggest ratings at the station right now. I mean, if you're not competing amongst ourselves.
Yeah. Right, right. We always healthy competition.
The Braves rotation from the 90s. Yeah. You know, they would try to outdo one another.
Yep.
Currently happening at WIP.
Morning show Steve Avery. What can you say?
Sure.
Wow.
Sure. Sure.
Somebody's got to be Glavin.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to be Greg Maddux.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All right.
That was awesome.
215-592-9494. Jay in Philly, you're on WIP.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Jay?
What's up, Jay?
Yo. So, hey, man, I was just thinking, man, it's almost a quarter of the sixth season for the Phillies, and Bryce is struggling the way he's struggling, and, like, nobody's, like, pointing, you know. My quarterback last year, quarter of the season, not that y'all said Benji, but it was almost like bench the man. What is going on? Why are you not coming at Bryce the same way when he's batting 240, okay, a quarter of the season? And last thing, hey, are we going to do a show about is Mike an athlete because he does marathons and or what sports aren't really sports? They do show bowling on ESPN.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
And yeah. Bass fishing sometimes.
Yeah, well, I mean, we could do a whole show on that. I think Ike made the point about why people aren't more frustrated with Bryce. I think he's right. I think it's two-pronged. Coming at him, as you said. One, he has produced in his time that he's been here, and he is like, no one is accusing him or even guessing that he is not trying at his best. And I think the second thing is that the team is succeeding now. And as long as the team is winning, I think it gets – now you could say – well,
winning when Jalen wasn't
doing
as much.
And that's for sure. I think also to – baseball is a little bit tougher to – you can have a bad 5 weeks and still end up with a really good season in baseball.
And let's face it, Jalen plays a more impactful position.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know, the thing about baseball and Bryce, as long as he's not out there kicking the ball around at first base, you know, he goes through a hitting slump, and it's sort of understandable that baseball players are going to go through a hitting slump once or twice throughout the course of a season. You're talking about 600 plate appearances. He's going to have a stretch or two in there where he doesn't hit the ball well. Now, I'm not telling you that a quarterback shouldn't be afforded the same sort of rope. It's just that we don't view football how we view baseball. We put so much intensity into every football game. We treat every game like it's the game to go to the Super Bowl just about. And in baseball, we just don't do that.
Yeah, and in, I would, and this goes to your first point there. In basketball, the best player can get the ball every time down the court. Bryce can't. Like,
yep.
He can't. And
if he only gets four opportunities, sometimes five.
Yeah, so if they could give it to him, and I think truly the biggest thing is that they're winning now. And if they if the Phillies were 500 now and Bryce was hitting 240, it would be a lot louder, I think, on Bryce, on that he has to do something. Even if it wouldn't be fair, I think people would be there with the team.
You know what this is, though, Jim? This is really, and it didn't dawn on me until Spike started talking right there, this is a reverse question. This isn't a Bryce question. This is a Jalen question.
Always.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah, this isn't really a Bryce question. This is a Jalen question. And I like it. I like the way you came with that. I like that.
Well, look, y'all did ask who has done more, which is a crazy question because came as a second-round rookie who didn't even start his first year, having Carson Wentz as the guy to try to train him. And the other was going into his eighth year as a pro when he got here. So that to me was like, what are we even talking about? You know, like one's an 8-year veteran who was an all-star. The other was a second-round pick. So to ask,
it doesn't. But can I say it doesn't matter? He's a second-round pick anymore. It's over. He's making $50 million
a
year.
It does when you look at overall.
Year, because he only has 4 years. So his first year, he was a second year. He was a second round rookie behind Carson Wentz. So that's why it does. Like that's. Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
I knew it wasn't Jalen.
No, it doesn't anymore, though.
Yeah, Spike's saying that's over.
Like, I don't care anymore. No, nobody cared. Nobody cares that Russell Wilson was a second round pick anymore.
Right.
Nobody cared that, like, it's over. He's a starting quarterback in the NFL.
That he's a starting quarterback.
No. That's not the major point. The point is, though, for a guy to only have been here basically half the time as the other guy, and when the other guy came here, he was established as the team star. The other one was a guy who you didn't even think was going to be on the field and barely was on the field.
Well, not me. Not me.
I know I didn't.
Yeah, not me.
Wanted him on the field.
Well, sure, but I mean, like, that's not me. I guess my point, Jay, is, like, I've criticized Bryce plenty, and I'll criticize Jalen plenty, and I'll criticize Embiid plenty, and whatever star isn't playing well enough, we will talk about it.
Well, that's the only thing, yeah, Joe, when it comes to Spike, I don't think he's being biased about who he's going to criticize. There's a thing that he enjoys that.
I love criticizing
Embiid. Nice. Embiid is like Bigfoot. I've only heard of this man. Who is this man?
Well, he's got more MVPs than Jalen does.
Uh-oh.
215.
What?
Well, does he or does he not? I mean, one guy, regular season. Well, here's
MVPs.
The thing, Jay. One guy, if he retires right now, is a Hall of Famer, and one guy isn't.
Hey, look, I love Embiid, but that MVP certainly could have went to another player.
Right, and the year before, then the 2 years before where he didn't win MVP, he was runner-up, he could have won it those 2 years, too.
He could have, but guess what? It wasn't like people were really protesting the fact that Jokic won. So what are we talking about? But regular season awards, if that's what it's about for your guy, you know, my guy will keep winning Super Bowl.
No. Wait a minute. I thought you liked him. See, this is the point. This is why you're such a fraud, Jay. You're a fraud because you just said you liked Embiid and you don't. Like you just want to pound your chest about second round Jalen, and that's fine.
I'm talking about Bryce and Jalen. I love Embiid. The Sixers organization is horrible, and that was part of the reason why.
Yeah, but you just mocked Embiid. That's the point.
I don't understand your point about Bryce and Embiid. I actually don't.
Both of them have won regular season MVP, right?
No. Jalen's never won regular season MVP.
No. Bryce.
He's saying Bryce and Embiid.
Bryce and Embiid both have won regular season MVP, right?
Correct.
Okay, so you want to throw about an MVP? Who cares about a regular season MVP?
But it does show that they're great players, though. It shows that they're great players, right?
Yeah.
No, it shows they had a great season.
But you have to be great players to win an MVP.
That goes to my point that a guy is a quarter into
Who's a great
year,
player that's won, that hasn't won an MVP?
Matt Ryan.
He's great that year.
That's what I just said. A great season.
Shut up, Ike. In real sports like baseball and basketball, you'd be a great player.
I'm with you.
You know what that's
about, Spike? That is saying that if Jalen happens to have a bad game or whatever, he should get the same grace that Bryce is
And he probably
given.
Will next year for most people.
Okay, I'm glad you said that.
He probably will.
Yeah, it's just Jay's not talking to me. That's the way I take it. Is like,
well,
like,
will you criticize Jalen less next year, considering what he has accomplished?
Sure.
Does he not get some grace?
Yes, he has. Absolutely.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, like moving. Yeah. It's one thing before he actually does something, but now that he has done it,
yeah,
most people will be like. That's like when Jack throws out there the prove it year, people flipped out.
Well,
they're like, well, what do you mean?
There's a point.
Prove it year?
Again, it's prove it from a different. Like, he's obviously proved he could win a Super Bowl.
Yep.
It's a prove it year from an elite quarterback standpoint.
Can he do it back to back?
He doesn't need to win a Super Bowl to be a prove it year.
No.
He's already an elite quarterback.
Sure. Without making the Pro Bowl.
Well, he's made the Pro Bowl twice.
Not last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
He won the Super Bowl last year.
I know.
Who cares about the Pro Bowl?
Well, if usually you're the best team in the league, the quarterback should be able to make the Pro Bowl.
I would agree. It was unusual for him not to make the Pro Bowl
last year
as the quarterback.
Very
I would agree with that.
And by the way.
I would agree with that.
By the way, final thing to Jay's point.
Yes.
We're doing a whole show about Bryce Harper not playing well.
Yes. Ask him the question.
So to call up and say, why do you guys not criticize Bryce Harper? By the way, the last two Fridays.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Bryce Harper?
Might be a Friday tradition.
You know, one leadership, one play. So, you know, I don't know.
I'll tell you.
What?
I'm just saying I crack up because I know I'm on the other side of this thing.
Oh, you're sitting pretty right now.
With Jalen.
You are sitting pretty.
So, yeah. It's a good investment by you.
They're just so sensitive. Oh, my gosh. He's fine.
It's true.
He's fine.
Well, he deserves the respect of a Super Bowl MVP.
He's
a champion.
I know. He's fine.
Is he going to win that BET award?
Yeah. Well, Saquon's going to be like, another thing taken from me?
Yep. So,
that's a good question. I don't know who's going to win that award.
So, Jack, what is coming up in the top five at five?
All right.
Top five quarterbacks you like better than Jalen?
How much time? No. The top five botched calls in sports history.
Is it in sports history or sports history since you've been alive?
Well, mine. Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say, only the ones he knows.
Yeah. Because we had a big one last night. A big one last night.
Wrong, man.
That we have to get to. I'm sorry. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it.
First the comment at spring training,
right.
And now this.
Now this.
Again, didn't want to do it, but I said, if I'm being true to myself, I have to do it.
Okay.
I have to do it.
So the five.
And I'm bringing you all down with me.
So it is the five biggest botch calls, your favorite top
favorite,
five.
Favorite. And five. Includes a former coworker.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you'll have to hear it in the top five at five.
Okay, all right. That is coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.